Once upon a time, there was a baby elephant. And one time, the whole elephant herd, they were sleeping in the shade. And the baby says, "I'm thirsty. Can we go to the watering hole? I'm thirsty." And the big daddy elephant says, "No, we can't go to the watering hole now. We're all sleeping, baby." And the baby said, "But I'm thirsty now. I'm thirsty now. Can't we go? Can we please, please, please?" "No," says the big daddy elephant. "We can't go to the watering hole now. You just have to go to sleep. We'll go later." But the baby didn't want to go later. She didn't want to go later. No, she wanted to go now. So she waited. She waited until everybody seemed to be sleeping. And then she got up as quietly as she could. And when she was quite sure that nobody could see her, she ran away. She ran away all the way to the watering hole. But what she didn't realize, that even as she ran, the tiger was tracking her. He'd seen her going all on her own, and he thought she'd make a nice meal for his supper. But the baby elephant, she didn't know about this. All she could think about was, oh, the lovely water. Oh, she's going to have such a good drink. And when she finally gets to the drinking hole, oh, she has such a good drink. She dips her big trunk into the water and she drinks with a... And all the while, the tiger is about to pounce. He's about to pounce. When all of a sudden, the big daddy elephant, who's been tracking her all the way too, noticing what's going on and seeking to protect her, why, the big daddy elephant, he jumps out from behind a rock and he faces the tiger down with a bam, and he stomps on the tiger's tail with a boom, and the tiger goes running away with a yow. Well, the baby, she got a big telling off after that as they walked back towards the herd. But everybody had a great big laugh when the big daddy told the story of the tiger and how he'd scared him off with a bam and a boom and a yow. Well, it wasn't long after that the entire herd was sleeping one time. And the baby elephant, she suddenly perks up and she says, "I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Can we go to the sweet grasses? I want to go to the sweet grasses. Can I have some sweet grasses now?" And the mummy elephant, she says, "No. No, we can't go to the sweet grasses. No, we're having a sleep. Everybody's sleeping. Go to sleep, and when we've all had our sleep, then we'll go." "No, I don't want to go later. I want to go now. I want to go now."
"Go to sleep," says Mummy.
But the baby elephant, she doesn't want to go to sleep. She doesn't. So she just pretends. She just pretends to be sleeping. And when she's quite sure that everybody is sleeping, why, she gets up as quietly as she can. And then she starts to run away. She just runs away. She runs off to the sweet grasses. Oh, it's going to be so good to taste those sweet grasses. But she doesn't realize that all this time the tiger's been coming after her. Oh yes, stealthily, sneaking behind her, looking for the right moment to pounce. But she doesn't know about this. No, she's just thinking about the sweet grasses and how delicious they're going to be. And soon she's come to the sweet grasses and she's eaten and she's eaten. Oh, it's so good to be eaten. Yes, it is. And all the while, the tiger, The tiger's just getting ready to pounce. When all of a sudden, out from behind a rock, why, there's the big mummy elephant. Yes, she's been taking care of her, watching where she went after all. And she gets in front of the tiger and she faces him down with a bam. And she stomps on his tail with a boom. And the tiger goes running away with a yow. Well, the baby elephant, she got a very big telling off as they were going back towards the herd. But everybody enjoyed the story and the mummy loved telling it with a bam and a boom and a yow. Well, after that, the baby elephant really never ran away while everybody was sleeping. But there was one time when they were all just walking. They were walking and walking, and it wasn't very far from the watering hole that they were walking. And the baby, she suddenly says, "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. Can't we just go to the watering hole? I won't be long." And her big brother, he says, "Nope, we're not going to the watering hole now. We'll be going there later, but now we're going this way." But she says, "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty now. I don't want to wait." "Nope," says the big brother, "we're walking." Well, she doesn't want to be walking. She wants to be drinking. And so she kind of slopes off at the back of the herd. She just slopes off and starts walking slower and slower. And before long, there's a bit of a gap opening up between her and the rest of the herd. And when she's quite sure that no one's observing her, why? She just starts to run. Yes, run. And she runs and she runs and she runs all on her own to the watering hole. But all this time, The tiger is coming after her, creeping behind the rocks and between the trees, creeping ever closer and closer, waiting for the moment to pounce. But a baby doesn't think about this. She's unaware. All she can think of is how good the water's gonna taste. Oh, that lovely, sweet water. Oh, she can't wait. Eventually, she's come to the drinking hole. There she starts to drink. Oh, so lovely. And it's then that the tiger is just squatting down on his haunches, ready to pounce. But it's just then that the big brother elephant, he steps out from behind a rock and he gets in between the tiger and the little baby and he faces the tiger down with a bam and he stomps on the tiger's tail with a boom and the tiger goes running away with a yow. Well, she got ever such a telling off on the way home, but everybody loved the story, and now everybody's taking the parts of the big brother and the baby and the tiger and bam and boom and yow! And a great deal of fun was had by everybody. But it wasn't long after that that everybody was walking, and it wasn't very far from the sweet grasses. And the baby says, "I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Can't we just go to the sweet grasses? We're so close." "No," says her big sister. "No, we're not going to the sweet grasses now. We're not going there till the end of the day. We're going this way, not towards the sweet grasses." And the baby says, "But I'm hungry now. I don't want to wait till later. I'm hungry now." "No," says her big sister, "this way." But the baby, she didn't want to wait till later. Oh, she wanted to have some sweet grasses now. And so as everybody walked ahead, why, she sloped off round the back of the herd until she's further and further behind until she's quite sure that no one's gonna see as she runs and runs away to the sweet grasses. But there was one creature which saw her. Oh yes, the tiger. The tiger saw her, and he was creeping behind her, stealthily tracking her, hiding behind rocks, creeping between trees. But the baby, she's quite unaware of this. She just carries on walking. Oh, and she's thinking, oh, those sweet grasses are going to taste so nice. Oh, I can almost taste them already. In time, she's come to the patch of sweet grasses and she starts eating and eating. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice. But it's just about now that the tiger, he's squaring up, ready to pounce on her. And it's just then that the big sister, she suddenly appears from behind a rock and she gets in between the two of them and she faces down the tiger with a bam, and she stomps on his tail with a boom, and she sends him running away with a yow. Well, the baby, she got a big telling off on the way back to the herd, but everybody had such a big laugh, the big sister telling the story and everybody taking up the parts with a bam and a boom and a yow. But after that, she really didn't do it again. The baby elephant, she really never went off on her own like that. And years went past and years went past and she still didn't do it, because she'd learned her lesson now. But there was one time when everybody had gone to the watering hole together and they were all drinking and drinking there. And the baby elephant, who was now not a baby elephant anymore, she was really quite big, she hung back a little bit as everybody left, because she'd seen something extraordinary in the water. And when she went back to the water, she saw that it was still there. It was her own reflection. And she was amazed at how big and how strong she was. And she couldn't help just standing there and admiring herself. Look how big I've become. Look how strong I am now. Look how powerful I am now. And it was all this time that she was admiring herself that someone else was admiring her too. There was the tiger. The tiger facing her off, ready to pounce. But just in time, she heard him. She heard him and she turned around and saw him ready to pounce on her. And this time there was no daddy. There was no mummy. There was no big brother and no big sister. It was just her. But she had just seen how big and strong she was. She had just seen how powerful she was. And even though the tiger tried to pounce, why, she faced him down with a bam, and she stomped on his tail with a boom, and she sent him running away with a yow. And he never bothered her again. He never bothered her again. And that night, it was her that told the big story of bam and boom and yow. It was her that told the story and everybody celebrated her and said how big and strong and powerful she was now. Yes, and no tiger could ever hurt her.